Hey, it's Rodney Lee, and this show is called Weird America, but I've already changed the name of the show, Weird America, to Stupid America, okay? It's no longer weird, which is cool. It's not stupid. I'm driving cross country. I'm driving through Iowa, okay? Iowa. And it is one windmill after another, gigantor windmills. One more windmill after windmill. There's no wind out here. You know how long those things are going to take to pay for themselves? They won't. They will never pay for themselves. These gigantic $300,000, $400,000 windmills will never pay for themselves. When is common sense going to kick in to this country? I don't think ever. Even if these things did pay for themselves, they'd have to replace them. Ah, killing me. And it's all because so many people have fallen for this climate change crap. Climate change? What the hell is that, climate change? Of course there's climate change. And you know, it's all everybody talks about. They changed the name of their scam again. And 65, 75, I don't know how much percentage of this public believes in something called climate change, but we gotta throw trillions of dollars at it. Taxpayer dollars building these stupid windmills. They actually look kind of cool, but they don't pay for themselves, ever. They don't save energy. They kill birds. That's kind of cool, okay. But, you kill it. You know, it used to be global cooling. Front page of Time magazine. Global cooling, the coming ice age. Oh my God, the ice is gonna cover North America if we don't throw billions of taxpayer dollars at global cooling. But guess what? 15 years later, it didn't work out. So, it was ozone depletion. Oh, we're depleting the ozone hole. Ah, we're all gonna die. 15 years later, nobody dies. We just spent billions of dollars fighting the ozone layer. And then, Al Gore and global warming. Al Gore, who has three mansions, one of which is on the ocean. That's right, Al Gore has a mansion on the ocean. But he says global warming is going to make the tides rise, the polar bears are going to die, the Arctic and Antarctic ice is going to melt, the waters will rise, everyone's going to die, but I'm buying a mansion on the seaside anyway. Al Gore never believed in global warming one day. Takes a private jet to go pick up his awards, and guess what? 15 years, an Academy Award, and a couple of $100 million for Al Gore later, and global warming, well, it didn't work out. It's not global warming, it's climate change. Yes, climate change. Also known as the weather. Of course there's climate change. Can you do anything about it? No, nothing. But everybody, that's all anybody talks about. Stupid climate change. Look, you don't get to change the name of your scam just because the earth doesn't cooperate. That's what I thought for you, but apparently you do. Climate change. Yeah, climate change. Because we're all going to die if we don't take trillions of dollars and build worthless solar panels, worthless windmills. These hippies, they went to college in the 60s and they stayed there. Or they went into politics. My God, they're the ones that got nuclear power stopped. You know what? Nuclear power plant has not come online in this country, I think, in over 30 years. Why? Because of hippies. That's right. Smelly hippies. And now they're in charge. And now they believe in government. And now we're screwed. We're screwed. There's no turning back. It's Rodney Lee Conover with Used to be weird America, now it's stupid America.